ask? Dirt and Sprague answer.
Yeah.
This is the Mail Sack.
Mail Sack time.
Mail Sack.
Brought to you by Sparta TRT.
This is Sparta!
Committed to safe, simple, straightforward testosterone replacement and male performance therapy. Go to SpartaTRT.com for more.
Mail Sack.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader. 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube.
I have tiny legs and I'm fat.
That is very true. Got a lot to get to here in the final hour of our good radio program. A lot of stuff going on.
A bad guy.
Are there bad guys out there? We got to wait and see on that. Don't sleep on Ja.
Talked a lot of college football the last couple of days.
We did. Somebody texted in. Oh, God, where did this go? This one made me laugh out loud. I think it's probably going to get lost, but it was essentially here it is. Debating the bottom half of the SEC versus the bottom half of the Big Ten. God, I am so glad football season is back.
Power bottoms.
Amen, brother.
Bar 2 did a thing about comping offenses of Stein and Dillingham.
Oh.
And I just think there's a way, and I know we'll do it next week, all right, because media day for the Big Ten, but like.
Dillingham is only there for a year. That's a hard comp.
No, I don't think he's. I don't know this because I haven't read it, but it's not. I don't know not if it's just an Oregon thing of like Dillingham sucked and Stein or whatever
it
was.
Yeah.
But I'm more thinking about like Lanning hasn't missed.
It's a big question for this year. He's got a new offensive coordinator.
But is every coach destined to miss?
At some point, yes.
Who's just a coach like who hasn't missed? Because Mario has missed a ton in Miami already. He's interchanged those dudes, and he finally has one that he likes.
Would Saban ever have a bad? Saban had to have had a bad offense coordinator in the bunch there. Did he not?
I feel like there was a season or a couple that
like his philosophy changed, and he opened it up and went with the Kiffins and the Sar. It turned into like a reclamation OC job, and then you get a new one every 2 years.
Whoever the analyst was, you knew was going to be the next OC. It was like Sarkisian's coming back from his alcoholism. He's an analyst, and then Lane's gone. Okay, here comes Sarkisian, and then here's Daboll.
Daboll. That's a good question. Yeah, they're. He'd probably be the best comp, but I'd have to go back and look through all the coordinators to see when the last time he whiffed.
But also, I don't know what a whiff would, how you categorize that with such a loaded team, right? Like,
you wouldn't be able to comp.
Third down splits are worse under,
right.
Who's the OC for Oregon now? Like, I already forgot the guy's name.
Drew Mehringer.
Mehringer.
Yeah.
And I know that there's been people with the opinion that Mehringer is not good. I'm like, well, but isn't his
how
sample size only one season at a middle road program?
What are we doing here? How do we know? I think he was the OC for Rutgers for a year.
Rutgers
like
for
10
one
years
year.
Ago in the middle of their doldrums.
And I don't know. Like,
God can't call plays. He's got 2-star recruits out there, man. What do you want him to do? It is a big question about Oregon this year. You're not wrong. He is 2-for-2. And to a certain extent, I don't remember the Stein one being criticized, but the Dillingham hire was roundly criticized when he made it.
Because
Dillingham had never called plays. He was under Norvell. Like he was
very young.
He was like 25 years old, dude. He was barely out of college. And everybody's like, that's your first offensive coordinator hire? And he got a head coaching job in 1 year. Mm-hmm. And is now one of the most sought after potential coaching moves out there. I digress. We've wasted enough time.
Okay,
let's get into it.
The Mail Sack is, as always, brought to you by our wonderful friends at Sparta TRT. Whether you're hitting the gym or just trying to survive the workday, don't watch from the side. Headlines, reclaim your edge and win at the second half of life. SpartaTRT.com.
Let's go!
We got to empty the sack from last week and move on to this week's sack. So we'll go quickly through these. Mail sack for dirt. Now that the World Cup is winding down, if you had to pick a Premier League team to follow, who would you pick? Keep the soccer fever going.
Yeah, we got one.
I am a Crystal Palace fan. Big time CP fan. That's what they call me. Okay. They call me CP on the streets. All rooting right. from a palace. I'm not going to watch it, but I will jokingly support Crystal Palace.
I'm going to do what he used to do to me, and now I'm in. Now, I have a fundamental belief.
Are you in, though?
Job.
Are they called goalies, keepers? What are they called? I don't know if you're in the tent. I think you got kicked out of the tent yesterday.
I was in relegation battle.
Swag gave you the This Is Sparta boot to the chest, said get out of my
goal
soccer
keepers
tent.
Goalkeepers or keepers?
It kind of
goaltenders and goalies play hockey. Get it straight.
Watch your team when they're middle of the road or the bottom.
Okay.
Don't opt out of
Cats
the whole season.
We don't need to debate this
it's
again.
It's ridiculous.
He's opted out of his baseball season.
I did, yeah.
And I shame him for it, and he doesn't argue.
I pulled the chute a month in.
He also has 3 of those.
I wanted to pull the chute on opening night, if we're being honest. That was so bad. I'm like, nope, we're done. We'll see you next year.
If I told you there was a 7 a.m. game, though, Crystal Palace randomly on against a team you don't know, you wouldn't just just as a pre-NFL
You're up
day?
With Teddy ball game yeah. anyway.
Do they play Saturdays or Sundays?
Both days.
Both
days. Saturdays I'm going to be on the road. I mean, well, not this year. It'll be a little bit different, but I'm usually
Sunday
on the road.
A Sunday 7 a.m. NBC game. If I just said, hey, CP's on today.
If you
text
me
noise.
When it's on yeah. and that they're playing, I'll turn it on. If
go.
I'm awake.
There you go. You don't have to be a diehard.
I'm not going to look at the schedule. I'm not going to.
But you can go, hey,
I'm not
going
to listen to
a
podcast. You know, they're not going to have
it. Yeah, you're not going to go full
How
spray.
Long do the games go? Do they go
2 hours.
Some, but they yeah. start at 7, they're over at 9?
Dude, yeah.
It's, when it starts at 7, it starts at 7.
The hard part of my Sunday morning is that's usually the time of like, we got to go do something because I know what's coming after that. So let's get out of the house. Let's get out. What, 8 a.m.? I might be out and about.
That's fine. Maybe CP's up 2-0. 2-0.
2-0. Is it nil? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that the okay. Yeah. I'm just checking. Yeah. I don't want to get kicked in the chest, too.
Carry the fever, my friend.
Millsack, putting aside the issue of who's in charge of this question, is the World Cup the best pinnacle event in any sport in terms of fan interest, participation, etc.? He said an example to like the Super Bowl, the NBA Finals, the World Series, college football playoff, etc.
In America or the world?
I mean, you'd have to say
questions, isn't it?
Yeah,
the Super Bowl generates 100 million viewers.
Super Bowl here,
and it's just in America. Like the, I think the early numbers in for the World Cup final are 40-something million.
It's tremendous.
It's a huge number.
That's great. That's an NFC title game.
It's a massive. The Super Bowl gets 100 million. Like the entire country stops what they're doing and watches
the Super Bowl. A conference championship in the NFL can get to 50.
Yes, it can. Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes easily gets to 50. Right, like that. Just and then Super Bowls will get 100. In terms of fan participation, like a pinnacle event, I guess.
Wrong on that part of it, yes.
Yeah.
What other sport does the fan base look as passionate and diehard as that?
Where else do you get, like, all of those, like, when they were showing the pictures, like, in Madrid and Buenos Aires of the watch parties?
The Mexico City watch parties were nuts. People died, and they went, sorry, amigo. And they went on and kept drinking.
I think they mostly said, it was only 3? I thought it was going to be a dozen. That's all we killed in this celebration? I'll allow that. I'll grant that.
I did the Puss in Boots.
You did.
With that.
You did.
Sorry, amigo.
Sorry, amigo.
Mi amor.
Mail sack question. What makes you the most crazy on the road? I am a hospice nurse. I travel around all day. People don't use their blinkers. Drive me crazy.
Yes.
Blinkers are pretty bad. I will say
late lane changers.
The two things that bother me the most.
Slow driver.
Yeah, that's a good one. Slow driving just in general, like below the speed limit, is you should be able to get more tickets for that. I talked about stroking guys yesterday in golf. Like, we need more serious ticketing of slow drivers as we do fast drivers. Because they cause a lot of accidents because people are trying to get around them and it creates a whole logjam. I think my biggest pet peeve, though, is when you have somebody who realizes too late, kind of to your point on a late
turn. The late lane changer.
Like, I got to get over 3 lanes, and I only got a half a block to do it. And instead of saying, let's think about other people here, and I'm going to go up here and then take a left and then a left, and then I'll go
panic.
Back.
So
and,
they either come to a complete stop in their lane.
And then everybody's got to stop.
And everybody's got to stop.
Yes.
Or they just massively cut over in front of.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're just a
you
total.
You blew it. If you don't know where you're going and you can't use GPS.
Yes.
Or you're a lead foot and you think you're going to squeeze in at the last second. No, you're spinning to the next exit.
That one probably gets me the most.
I have a friend that this applies to. So I'm just going to say this. When I watch big truck lifted guy.
Yeah.
Drive his car like it's a motorcycle. And just.
They're weaving.
Yeah.
And then cut in because your ass is giant.
No.
I get real, real bothered.
There's
by
no
that.
Excuse for not knowing when you need to exit or turn or change lanes or something. No, not with GPS.
I missed a turn yesterday going to OHSU because my map was not like, it was a weird turn and it was like, I didn't cut
but
anybody
the point,
off.
This is the point, though. You miss, so you're realizing, oh,
you
God, I just missed a turn.
And
you kept going
around.
And you turned around.
I went
around.
Up a block and turned right and got back on my path.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's the way it should, instead of, oh, no, that's my turn. I got to stop.
No, that's on me.
And then everybody else has to get
that's
out of my way.
That's where you find out people who understand they're part of a big community universe versus the people that life centers around them.
That goes back to my rage traffic thing I had a year and a half ago. These people just absolutely went at me, and we got stuck at a light, and I just rolled down. I'm like, what are you doing? And then they screamed at me and said, I cut them off, and I didn't. And then
no,
I eventually was like, you guys are a-holes. I'm like, yeah, we are.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Well, at least you called it. At least you acknowledge
There's a lot of people that drive like that.
There absolutely are. Too many of them.
Mail sack
question. This one from last night. This was the last night mail sack question. Happy 1 year FM anniversary.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think we're about, was it a little over, was it last week, right? Would have been the anniversary?
It was the 15th.
15th, that's what I thought.
Damn, we should have thought about that. I didn't even consider that.
1 year anniversary. Yeah. I always crack up when I think of Dusty pointing to Swag to make the flip, and he turns as slow as he possibly can to hit the button. In that honor, what are your Mount Rushmore of drops that always make you laugh? Mine are, no, dude, get right to the meat, Neil's laugh, yeah, the Yong Poon dude, and I could joke down six of those. Let me see how many of those I can find. Here's one.
Poon.
That's the Yong
Poon. Now,
that
was the Chinese bang, right? We looked up what bang was.
I think he was trying to say bang, yeah. That was Chinese
Mike
bang.
Mike bang.
No. You guys can go ahead and share. I'll try and
right
find
here.
The other. You got
no,
one?
No, dude. Yeah. Get right to the meat.
We got that one. I don't know where choke down six. Oh, here it is.
Dunks. Dude, I could choke down six of those easily.
And then you wanted the Neil laugh? I want to hit the big board for you. Okay. Here's the.
It's tomorrow.
There you go.
The anniversary's tomorrow?
Tomorrow's the anniversary?
Yeah, the 22nd.
Oh, it's 22nd?
Yeah,
I thought it was the 15th.
Dusty came in. Yeah,
oh, okay.
22nd.
So we're, and look at that. He's a day ahead. That's a true P1 there right there, by the way. What is your honorable mention of drops?
Put a dome on it.
I've always liked this because to this day, I showed my daughter this, coincidentally, like a month ago or so. This is one of the funniest Vine videos that ever existed. So we pulled this when we were a night show.
No one cares.
There was his sister was at the pool and he asked her something and she was like, actually, and he just shoves her in the pool and goes,
no one cares.
That was pretty solid.
I'm pretty partial to that one.
That was pretty solid.
Squeeze them damn things. Yeah. Make sure you got two. Yeah.
How has this one not been added? Now it's a late submission, more of a recent ad, but
eat your own butt.
How's that not in there? I got some affinity too.
Hog them up, Sikorsky.
Yeah,
I like hogging
got
up.
Got a good,
Sikorsky.
Good Kavanaugh drop in there.
That's pretty good.
I do like the newest one we've added.
I have tiny legs and I'm fat.
That's not bad. That's pretty good. I like my bird calls. I'm pretty proud of my bird call.
Your
drops.
Bird calls are solid. Your peacock.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Dan.
Dan always gets.
Yeah, that's
me going.
A good question. I don't know if I could narrow it down to four.
It's very difficult to
when
do.
When you do this. Would 2012 is what our first night show ever.
It was a long time ago.
You just accumulate so many of them.
Yeah. So we got a lot of pages on here. It's hard to scroll through all of them. We forget about half.
Shout
the ones
out the Hoggies.
Drip, drip, drip. There you go. Great. For that, by the way, overnight mail sack question. You're a diehard. Appreciate
what helps ease the pain of a triple backdoor?
Nothing is the
come,
answer.
Come
that.
On the kick drum.
Here is your other overnight mail sack question. True or false, the Goodwill Wilt Chamberlain jacket reportedly went for $89,000 at auction.
You know what I found out about that?
What?
That Goodwill is across the street from my sister and brother-in-law's house in Hillsboro.
If you just would have poked your head in, it dug
not
through some
me,
boxes.
Not me,
them. Anybody.
Across the street.
It's right there.
I don't think they would have grabbed it because they would have been like, it's a big Chamberlain jacket. What is that?
That's a good point. If you couldn't wear it, would you even think about it? I think I would have the... Would you have the ability to spot something that looks somewhat authentic?
Well, when I go, all I kind of look for is stuff like
that's
this.
That's the only reason,
sports
for
stuff.
Being honest.
There's
I don't,
usually...
Yeah, don't need your plates.
Usually not buying a pair somewhere of jeans. In the labels or something, there's an extra patch or a specific patch that it's like for the game or for the player or something like that.
Well, yes, thought that was fair, or if yours thought you would get more, hashtag trust tree. So if you found that jacket, was 89 grand a fair deal for you, or are you hoping for more than 89
he paid
grand?
$3.
Yeah,
I would take it. You'd give me 50 grand. I'd be
you
like,
might
yeah,
hoped,
dude,
hoped for a little bit more.
I don't know
but...
what the percentage would be. Swag, the human calculator could do it. Are you ever going to make a bigger ROI in your life?
Like, no, for $3 turning into 89 grand.
$89,000?
That's a pretty good ROI.
It's like 3,000%.
That's what I'm saying.
3,000% or something like that. 3,000%.
That's pretty solid.
When it said it was 250, I was like, that seems like a bit much.
Nobody spent $250.
Came out. I was like, 89 grand still, man.
Seems fair. I'll allow it. Mail sack question. What would you be willing to try that is one of your biggest fears?
Swimming next to a great white shark.
You would be willing to get in the water with a great white shark?
Yeah. But cage.
Cage. Do the cage
now,
one.
Am I actively trying
open
to make
water.
This happen?
Can I throw you into the open water with a shark? What would you rather do? Open water with a shark or a snake around your neck?
Who's to say you haven't been in open water with a shark?
That is very true.
I have been.
Could have been one rubbed up against
your leg. Snorkeled in Hawaii.
There you go.
And a lady from Laco had her leg bit off a day after I swam in that area.
It's different day, different shock, different.
One day. That tiger shark
was all the way down the coast.
Who knows what was swimming below me in the Adriatic, but I couldn't see anything. So,
500 yards out, though, too, you just kind of creatures
when you
are
go
living?
All the way out there, you're going to see that's some right. wild so, animals. Was the Loch Ness Monster out there?
I did have one thing, and I don't know if I will ever actually book it, because I am terrified, yet there's nothing more beautiful and majestic than the orca. I love the orca. I've always loved the orca. I used to think the white dot was its eye.
Did you see the remake in Free Willy?
I have a real problem with that, actually. It's in the Magic Hat.
Are we CGI in that?
You're damn right they are. They're not getting a real whale.
You can't get a real
whale. They're shutting
in
down SeaWorld because of this stuff. You think they're getting a real whale and tell them to jump over a rock wall?
Todd, we're going to totally tangent this. You see what SeaWorld's starting to do to sell tickets? They're putting on concerts. In one of them?
What do you mean?
Go look at the video. E-40 just did a concert at SeaWorld, and it was packed, and everybody was dancing.
Tell me when to go.
Tell me when to go. And I think there were some dolphins in the water jumping around. It is one of the funniest videos I've ever seen in my life.
If you get me dancing dolphins in my concert.
If you're getting to the part of that song when they're like, dum, dum, and dolphins are just jumping to the beat.
Right? Not bad.
I kind of feel bad for that dolphin, but that's a great show.
Animal torture is at least entertaining for me.
In Norway.
Yes.
You can free dive and swim with orca pods. And I see the videos.
Ooh.
And just imagine you're in the ocean and an orca swims 35 yards past you. You're crapping your pants.
Yeah.
It's too big of an animal.
I'd poop.
To not think, am I going to be the first human in history?
Definitely poop.
That a wild orca is going to mangle me like a seal.
Yeah.
Throw me
in
the air.
Survive in his stomach for a little bit?
What? They would chew you up.
And if they swallow you whole, you just hang out in there.
Do you know what they do to sharks when
they
eat them?
Like Geppetto.
They flip the shark to rip the liver out.
That's because it's a predator. I'm not a predator. I look like a little fish out there.
They do that to seals. Nah. They like.
I think they just swallow me, let me hang out in their stomach for a little bit, shoot me out of the blowhole.
Ray Ray!
Shoot me out of the blowhole is absolutely need to be added to the repertoire.
I got to be honest with you. I don't know. My fears are not anything.
What are your fears?
I mean, heights. I'm terrified of heights.
Would you bungee jump?
No, never in a million years.
Remember
you
that
couldn't
lady
pay
that
me
got
to do
thrown
it.
Off the bridge?
We just talked about that. You couldn't pay me to skydive. You couldn't pay me to bungee jump, parachute jump, nothing. I would not do it.
At what age would you try skydiving?
I wouldn't.
75?
I just unplugged my headphones. Now
75 years old. You don't know how much longer you got.
No, I'm not doing it. Not doing it. It's not going to work, and I'm going to die.
Norm MacDonald told Jerry Seinfeld once, I'm more likely to try heroin, but when I'm 80, because at that point, what does it matter?
At that point, who cares, right? I don't think I'm, maybe talk to me in 25 years, maybe I'll have a different stance on that.
In 25 years?
But
how
now,
old are you?
I'm 37. 25 years, I'll be what?
You're still too young.
I'm in my 70s at that point. 60s. 60s, yeah, good at
your
math.
Your 60s.
60s, yeah. I'm not willing
to
do it.
You might have grandkids.
But at that point, I might be like, all right, I can see the end of the roadway here. Why not? Let's go jump out of an airplane. But for now, no thank you, man. I don't like putting
Swag,
my life.
What's your biggest fear you'd try?
Eating a strawberry?
That's good I've done that. Right there.
I've done that.
You ate mayo last year.
Does it count as doing that if you haven't done it in 50 years?
I've done it more recently than that. There's been strawberries in things that I was not aware of, and I'm like spit it out.
Yeah,
go, what
the
hell
with
is
mayo,
this?
Though, did you? Pimento cheese, delightful. It's covered in mayo, buddy.
I don't know. I don't know that I
What's
have.
What's an action? Like an activity? Like trying food to me is not a fear.
No,
that's not like.
No,
I hate scalloped
the
potatoes.
The biggest phobia fear I have is still needles.
Getting a tattoo.
Yeah, getting a tattoo.
Even that kind of needle. Does it matter if it goes in the skin or not?
Doesn't matter.
What tattoo would you get? If you got a tattoo, just give me an example of a tattoo.
A lot of guys in my fraternity have the fraternity letters like on their ankle. That's a common thing.
Do they have anklet bracelets next to it?
No.
Oh.
It's just on the ankle, Greek letters.
Of all the places, the ankle.
The ankle, huh?
Yeah.
What's that about? Is that a fraternity thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you would do that?
Probably do that.
No. See, if you were willing to do something funny, I'd do it with you. You know? You want a Betty Boop?
No.
A little sneak peek cartoon?
A little
turning
Betty
you
Boop
on
right
when
there?
You were five, huh? Making you feel weird? Ooh. I'd be in on that.
Either that or I'd have Pax design me something.
Oh, there you go.
From him.
Draw something and have it
Draw
put on, yeah, put
or
on
whatever.
Your arm or whatever.
I think you'd be shocked how your phobia, because I also don't love needles. I don't know if I'm as far as you.
I can't, like, when I go to get,
you
know,
can do it without
flu
looking.
Shots or boosters or whatever, I was like, just do it I can't. I have to look away.
You can do that during tattoo.
Mm. So,
in fact, in the right spot, you won't really feel much. You could just fall asleep.
Yeah, that's the thing. It'd have to be down. It would have to be down on my. What did you say? I missed that. Never mind.
Let's not linger.
Okay. It would have to be down on my leg so I could
get the dead fish again.
Yeah. Okay. We're done.
Yeah, I guess we're done. He can't stop himself.
Did anybody else catch that? Maybe I was the only one.
He said when it's down his leg.
More mail sack next on the field. Hey, that one's not too bad. I like that one.
Red 85, Fat Hot.
Should have added that to the Mount Rushmore drops. Those football Fridays, when those hit, dude.
Yeah, here we go.
Just about a month away.
It's almost here, man. You bet your ass when we get the Hall of Fame game, which is in what, like 3 weeks?
August 6th.
August 6th. It's... You know what makes me feel it? That. Makes me feel it.
Ooh. Oh, I can't wait for football season. It's going to be so good.
I don't want to talk over it. I just kind of want to look at it.
Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson.
Next. Jim.
Will Trevor Lawrence do it on the road? We'll find out next, live from Seattle.
You see Joe Buck last night on Twitter.
Somebody... He's doing a Jeopardy. They're doing a sports.
Oh, is he doing a sports Jeopardy?
Jeopardy. Yeah.
Some old bag on social media who doesn't know what day of the week it is sent Joe Buck a tweet about being biased for a broadcast. And Joe Buck was like, "Just out of curiosity, what game do you think I'm calling right now?" She was like, "Can you call a baseball game straight down the line?" And he's like, "I'm at home giving my kids a bath right now." Yeah. Dumbass.
He did like one or two ESPN games.
He did not do a lot of them.
Well, with Ravitch going, he might be doing more.
That is true. I would love to hear him on baseball games. I miss him calling baseball games. That's for sure. Okay.
This is what dirt is. Why this leads him into horny Sunday
when
night.
This happens.
You're both feeling it.
We're both feeling it.
Let's go to Jack Collinsworth.
Well, no.
What a thruple.
No, hold on.
What a thruple.
Time out. Challenge flag. Getting thrown. 20. Give me 20.
Jack Collinsworth.
By the time the intro music's playing, Jack is long gone. Jack's on it like 4:15. Although, haven't they fired? Didn't Rodney Harrison get fired? And Tony Dungy, didn't they clean house too?
Dungy's out. Dungy's out. Trimming things down.
That's like an hour earlier. He's with like Florio. This is right after Carrie, and you're feeling great, and then that happens.
Yeah. You feel good. Then your wife sees Jack on TV.
Yeah. Well, 2 inches is a lot. Wow. All right, stop wasting time. Mail sack question. What's a worse feeling? Mm. The emergency dump when you're nowhere near a toilet.
God, it's such a dirt question. Ooh.
Or the moment you realize you've lost your wallet or keys and have no idea where you left them.
The latter, not remotely close for me. I don't encounter.
You'd rather poop your pants than lose your keys?
I don't encounter that problem often.
What no. if you did?
I encounter the keys and phone thing quite often.
Yeah, somebody
who's panic time.
Yeah. I'm going to go. I don't ever lose my keys. I don't ever lose my wallet. I'm very good at remembering where they are and having them in a place. Now, maybe when the kids get older, that'll become complicated because they'll grab them and throw them and put them in a shoe or something, and I won't be able to find them. The having to take emergency dumps happens to me quite often, and it is not a good feeling. So I'm going to go with the first one there.
I put my money clip in a different pocket of my golf bag than I normally do.
See, why would you do that? Put it in the same pocket. This is a user error.
I'm not saying
it's not. You gotta have a system in place, man. You gotta have rules.
This is entirely my point. It's why the latter's the worst. I don't keep the consistency, so I will be like, wait a minute. Did my money clip fall out in the course?
Where'd my money clip go?
And I went, oh, wait, no, yeah. I put it in this pocket.
That's right there. It's okay.
It's terrifying.
Mail sack question. Dude, that just reminded me to combine the two things. Years ago, we were up visiting family in Seattle, and I had an uncle who we were getting ready to go play golf. He was taking a dump before we left the house. We get to the golf course. We're 4 holes in, I want to say, to our golf round, and he realizes, I don't know where my phone is. 4 holes into the golf. And he's like, well, it's a weekend, but he's one of those guys that like would never stop working. And so emails and calls would happen constantly. Just panic mode, right? Takes one of the carts. He's driving all over the course. Can't find it. He goes all the way to retrace his step. Like he leaves us. He's just gone. We're going to finish the round of golf without him. Driving home, you know where he found it? He found it on the floor in front of his toilet from his pre-round poop. It fell out of his pocket in his pants. And he pulled his pants up, walked out of the bathroom, and had no idea, didn't even think about it, got in his car, drove to the court, started playing. There it was, right in front of the toilet the entire time.
Thank you.
Mail sack question, what is your sports pet peeve or hill to die on? Mine is when every skill player is called a weapon. No, Ladd McConkey is not a weapon because he plays receiver. That should be reserved for versatile offensive skill guys like Gibbs, Kamara, and Debo in his prime.
I'll give you one for me. It's been building for 20 years, and I think it just was added on because of something, the GOAT conversations.
Too many of them?
There is not one.
Yeah, why do you have to, why can there only be one?
Well, you see, Dennis Rodman said guarding LeBron would have been easy.
I'll just make him go left.
It's that simple.
Yeah. By the way, Charles Barkley, love me some Charles. Does one of the Barstool pods and says Steph Curry would have not survived the 90s. And thank you every normal human being who said Jeff Hornacek and John Stockton played.
Steve Kerr hit a shot to win an NBA Finals. He's like 6'2".
I don't know what these 90s players are doing now, but they're doing something that's just, it's factually not even remotely correct. Wouldn't have survived. 260, 6'8", LeBron James wouldn't have survived. Charles, you're 6'4". Maybe. Did you survive?
Are you okay?
I don't know why we're doing this. I don't know if this is a make me feel better about my era thing.
Probably.
But the older hoop fans do this. I don't know what it is. And it's not even Bron and Jordan. Like, I have both on my workout wall. I love them. Did you see this thing coming out into the World Cup final? Messi is the GOAT athlete.
Oh, he's the greatest athlete of all time now. We got to do that.
Why?
GOAT of soccer is not good enough?
5'3" and amazing at soccer?
Right.
Can he just be like one of the greatest to ever kick it and bend it?
No. He didn't bend it like Beckham.
So Lionel Messi lines up for the 100 meter next to Usain Bolt. And because he bends the soccer ball,
he's the greatest athlete.
We're concluding he's a better athlete than Usain. But what if we get into a swimming pool here? And old Michael Phelps.
Wait till you see me on land.
Why do we do this? And also, some athletes get the GOAT stuff even after they lose, and some athletes get absolutely punished for losing. Yeah. Tom Brady lost, 3 Super Bowls? Mahomes loses a Super Bowl. Well, he could never pass Brady as a better player all the time. It's over. LeBron loses a finals. The choke.
MJ was 6-0.
Messi loses another World Cup final. Well, he's still a GOAT, though. I don't know how
Gretzky lost one. He might have lost two.
Yeah, I think he did lose two.
The GOAT stuff. It's just,
I know.
Why can't we just appreciate and say they're some of the best?
He's great. All-timer. Mine's when they use the wrong term for goalie in soccer.
Well played.
That was very well played.
Mine is, and it grows more and more, we need to stop the in-game player-coach interviews between quarters and just stop.
You know
That's a good one. That's a good one.
People think you and I hate each other.
I'll second that message.
I'm with you there.
I'll add my vote to your bill here.
They clearly don't want to do it. No. Everybody's being forced to do it.
Nope.
I thought when Pop started making fun of them and noting how ridiculous it was, but TV producers, I don't know where you get ingrained when you become a TV producer for sports play-by-play that this has to be done. Stop it.
Can I ask you guys
it
this?
It doesn't add anything
nothing interesting has ever happened.
Whatsoever.
Yeah.
Post-game comments after somebody's looked at it, had a chance to think, collect their thoughts.
Right.
Absolutely. At this point in the game, that I get. But during the game,
I take it a step further,
in
too?
In the way. Stop it.
And add the mic'd up, and especially in NBA games. I don't know if they do this as much in other sports. The mic'd up moments of like, here's your huddle, and it's like, let's go, guys. Let's go. Got to defend. Yeah. Got
to
defend.
They need to do a better job of
editing. Let's cut it to 9. Cut it to 9.
Now, I will say, for baseball, for players, I don't know if you guys caught any of the Dodger-Philly game yesterday.
I did not know.
Danny Erdman was mic'd up, and it was fantastic at third base. Like, he went into deep.
During the broadcast?
Yeah, it's like the third inning or something.
During the regular season games.
I got issues with that.
I don't like it during regular season games.
Until your guy makes an error at third base, and you're like, how about you get the earpiece out of his ear and let him focus on doing his job?
Well, the players have to agree to it. Players can say no. They're not required. But
you want Aaron Rodgers dropping back to throw in the pocket? You know, Joe, it looks like the middle linebacker is really biting on this curl route right now.
Yeah. I want to ask you this.
They can be entertaining. I get those are better, but I just it's a weird balance.
If you have a player
that's
comfortable doing it, he was great. Talking about
if you had a sideline reporter that recognized what we're talking about and took a real bold step, and during the first timeout of the new reporter's first game, and said, "Coach, guys trailed by two early on. Pancake, waffle, or French toast?
Go."
How would we react as sports fans?
I'd love it. Because then maybe you'd get something entertaining out of the answer. But I know not everybody would love that.
I feel like it'd become very polarizing.
Well, it's the waffle, of course. Yeah. All right, good luck in the second
just
quarter.
Like without a pancake. What a stupid question.
You some people done want that their coaches with, asking chocolate or vanilla.
You could have done that with Pop.
Oh, and he would
go.
Well, I'm just curious why
Pinot
nobody's
Noir
tried it.
Or cab.
Let's just have fun with it.
We're too scared. We don't lose our jobs in the industry.
Too scared.
And instead of just saying, like, what do you get after the first quarter when the Warriors are down four?
Yep.
Against whoever. And
we got to stop turning it over.
Good hit or threes. Like,
you have two analysts and, you got all these people.
Cake
that you're
or pie? Exactly. Steve Kerr, you a cake guy or a pie guy? What if he's like, I'm neither. Cookie.
Oh, whoa.
Curveball. Brownie a la mode.
Did not see that happening.
Kerr's absolutely dabbling in pot brownie.
Yeah, he's a big pot
are
brownie
you
guy.
Kidding me? He's got that beautiful house overlooking
his
the bay.
His back hurts after a game, man. Yeah.
Pot brownie helps.
Muscle relaxer.
THC helps. All right, rapid fire because you jackasses won't shut up. Mail sack question. Heading to a wedding in a couple of weeks, the couple have asked guests to wear formal tuxedos and long formal dresses. They're only serving pizza for dinner.
What?
Is it ridiculous or just me? Yes.
That's ridiculous.
That's egregious.
I would threaten to not go. You know who you are in that wedding? You're the person in traffic who's in the left lane and you need to get to the right. You're thinking about only yourself. Nobody wants to be in a tuxedo.
Go Canadian tuxedo for that
yes,
one.
Yes, everybody will
up.
Be uncomfortable and you're just you because you want your pictures to look nice. Nobody's going to look at your pictures in 5 years. Nobody cares about your wedding.
Crazy.
Mail sack question. You have one of three options for next year, but you have to take the wife and the kids, so it's a family trip, not a guy's trip.
Okay.
You get a week at each location and tickets for all 4 days and have to attend all 4 days.
Okay.
Following?
Yes.
Would you go to Augusta for the Masters, the Open at the Old Course at St. Andrews, or Ireland for the Ryder Cup? I would go Ireland Ryder Cup.
Well, let's see.
Ryder Cup. My daughter would get far more into the team aspect of country versus country versus she would not care about the Open. She definitely would give two S's about the Masters. My youngest would go with anything, and my wife could just be like, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of what the best collective would be. It's
also,
the
you're
Cup.
In Ireland.
We
not
need
that
a
going
team
to,
function.
The Old Course wouldn't be cool, but,
team
very
function.
Close. Yeah, team function.
Ryder Cup.
Ryder Cup's on my
Ryder
list.
Cup.
Yeah, that's easy. I've also been to a Masters, so that helps. Mail sack, mostly for dirt, with a new smear baking in the oven.
What?
Because well, smudge.
Smudge, smear, that's solid. Well played.
Smudge and smear is a great label to put on a Christmas gift.
That I should do that for the family.
If
Christmas
I give
card.
You a gift from us and it says to smear, you better know
I know
what I'm talking about.
I know who you're talking about. Will you lean into being cargo short dad or do you already embrace the functionality of cargo shorts? Sprague and Swag, were you cargo short dads? No, I will not be a cargo short dad.
Well, no.
I would do the fanny pack before I do the cargo short.
The dirty secret is Dirt used to be cargo short guy.
He was.
I did.
Cargo
I was.
Short guy.
We're in the sequel days.
Puka necklaces too, man. Puka shells.
No, I am not a cargo shorts dad. I am a fanny pack dad.
You got to have pockets. I mean, you got to have something to carry stuff, but that's where the fanny... I will not be over-the-shoulder fanny pack guy. I refuse to do that.
I think you would with my Louis V.
There's no way that I look cool doing that. I'm short and I'm fat. I got little legs. It's not a good look for me, okay? I'm already embracing who I am, and I'll put my Aeromonix on and do it around my waist instead of over... I don't have enough style to pull that
off. All in the... It's got to be in the aura in which you carry...
I don't have aura.
Oh.
Aura and me are not two things that go together. There is your Sparta TRT mail sack. Every week brought to you by Sparta TRT. Whether you're hitting the gym trying to survive the workday, don't just watch on the sidelines. Reclaim your edge and win at the second half of life. SpartaTRT.com. Final segment including, have we ever seen a circumstance like this before? Next on The Fan. All right, welcome back in. Last one for us today. A great mail sack as always. Always delivers. This one, I've been keeping my eye on this, and I just, you know me, I'm not a huge NBA offseason guy when we're not involved. Some trades, like the Lu Dort trade the other day was interesting. We're all waiting on LeBron. Rich Paul saying, be patient, okay? This is not la decision. It's a big deal for him, and he's taking his time.
He's 41. I don't know why we're like, make your decision already.
Make up your mind, you bastard.
His daughter's playing volleyball. He wants to golf. There's a lot going into
Ireland
this
playing golf right now, all right? The guy's living the dream. You know. He's not rushing his decision. I don't know if I've ever, and please, 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 give me an example if there's one that comes to your head. So we had a listener the other day sent us the Draymond Green thing of like the NBA doesn't set you up for long-term financial success because they fine you too much.
We're in a weird state with players right now.
Shut up.
$100 million is not enough money.
Not enough. I had to live off of my endorsement check for my first 6 months before my rookie million-dollar contract kicked in. CJ, I'm so sorry you had to do that. How's your winery going? Anyways, Draymond's an idiot. We know that. This latest one... This is just wild. It's blowing my mind, dude. So Golden State wins the Summer League title. I was not watching. Afterwards, their first round picks, Jaxel Lindenborg. Lindenborg. From Michigan. We all remember him at Michigan. Won a national title. He's a Golden State. And he, after the game, was asked and had to answer how his relationship is going and how training camp is going to go with his new teammate.
Yeah, I hope so, man. I hope Draymond like it, man, because, you know, we've been over here going back and forth, you know what I'm saying, but I mean, the Michigan thing, you know, we're bringing dubs, we bring championships, we win, so I mean, you know, you got to respect it, for me, so, you know, go dubs, and hopefully the boys can, you know, enjoy seeing what they saw, and, you know, when it comes time to play the regular season, yeah, hopefully they, you know, stay winning.
The idea of a veteran on a team who, by the way, correct me if I'm wrong, technically a free agent right now, right? Didn't they decline his option?
He opted out. Yeah, because there was a lot of reports it was about LeBron.
Now he's going to likely be back. He's not going anywhere else. He's going to resign eventually. But he's not even under contract right now. He's criticizing his rookie from the LeBron comp. The rookie is having to answer questions at Summer League about whether or not his teammates will welcome him into the fold. Mm-hmm. This is a wild one for me. The guy who ruined the relationship with Kevin Durant, who essentially ended their dynasty when he left in free agency because he was a total D to him in the locker room and then punched a teammate in the face, is already doing it when his days are numbered in the NBA with their newest first-round pick.
Well, the thing about Draymond that I find fascinating, Dirt, is that he's always operated in a world where it's about him and lining everybody up below him. And the clear indication from the organization, I think, based on how they're dealing is, yes, do they appreciate Draymond's contributions? Sure. Who is more likely in line with their future?
Right.
It's not even remotely close.
The guy they just took in the first round of the draft.
Who was MVP of the Summer League.
Yes, and won a national championship in college. It was one of the guys that when the Blazers were in the brink of maybe or maybe not making the playoff, we were doing what? We were drooling over him at the back end of the top 10 or early teens.
I also just like, he wasn't in any way being serious about, maybe I could pitch LeBron on trying to come. He knows what he is, dude.
It's a kid making a joke, man.
Yeah, and he takes it to the pod and he makes it a more serious thing. You pair that with the Jordan Poole punch, like, I don't know.
He's ruining the inside the NBA show.
He's going to be on that.
Yeah.
That's our future for the next 25 years.
He's never going to go away, is he? We're stuck with him for the rest of our lives, aren't we?
Maybe. Maybe. Some of these players, I mean, look,
he
seems
like
he's
got the addicted to attention gene in his body.
What do you mean? He seems like.
The podcast.
Are you just now realizing this?
Just go away, dude. Hang him up. Hang him up, Draymond.
I would argue the minute he started barking real loud at officials is the minute Draymond Green knew he liked himself some Draymond Green.
Can you imagine this going? I mean, we didn't have a first round pick this year, which, yay. Imagine like Lillard doing this. A rookie makes a comment. Young Hansen makes a comment last year in Summer League about how he wants to play like Jokic someday. And Damian Lillard has to go on a podcast and say, why don't you wait your turn, young rook? All right? Know your role in the NBA here. Know your role in the locker room. What is the matter with you, dude? You are the problem here.
There was just a thing that came out, I think, from Young Hansen. Dame is learning Chinese to say hi to the kid. And he's probably not going to be on the Blazers in 2 years. And he's just like out here learning Chinese to be very nice to a young guy.
To help him and communicate with him a little bit
he's
more.
He's trying to represent a country and a nation. And Dame's out here like, let me learn your language a little bit to be nice. Right. Draymond's like, maybe I need to teach this rook something.
Who do you think you are?
Punch him in the face?
Who do you think you are?
Crazy.
Guy's insufferable.
Hey, right Gaza way?
Yeah.
Moy, he has just become basically a host on this station.
I think we got to start paying him at some point.
He's on us. On all he's our on shows. Prime time. He's going to be on with Danny and Patrick.
And you know
and
what, right? You know what, though? Pick your fighter here, okay? Don't stop sleeping around with everybody. Be a loyal man. Come on.
I'll DM him.
Who's going home with every guy in the bar right now. I thought we had a thing. I thought it was special.
Maybe he's the bachelor.
That is true.
We need to earn the rose.
We are the we're the contestants. He's going to be on Danny and Dusty today. That'll be good. Danny and Dusty. Why did I just say Danny and Dusty?
Wow.
My guy,
Patrick Harris out here supporting you
He's
every
literally
day.
Standing right there. Yeah, Swag won't shut up. He's yelling in my ear. I got to go. That'll do it for us. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Thanks for being a part of our Tuesday. The firm of Harrison Meringue is next. This is 105.1 FM, The Fan.